On the other hand, you won't find health officials in Indonesia doing very much at all to combat high smoking rates. Sandy Houseman visited the Southeast Asian country as part of the International Journalism Project Fellowship.
When you step out of the international airport in Jakarta, it seems impossible that this could be Marlboro country. It's oppressively hot and humid. Traffic is bumper to bumper, and the air is barely breathable. But as you drive into town, you can't miss the message. Half of all billboards in this country promote cigarettes. Flip on the TV and you might catch an ad in which a guy rides his motorcycle to the top of a volcano. Or one in which a construction worker, through superhuman stunts, prevents a serious accident. By law, they can't show cigarettes, but that's what both are advertising, with brands getting a prominent mention. Concerts and sporting events are often sponsored by tobacco companies, and fans take note. 18-year-old Ravio and 21-year-old Widya are students at the University of Jakarta.
When they see their idols or their favorite artists smoke in their movies or in their video clips, it just triggers them to try to smoke, because if I smoke, then I will be the same as my idols.
You are cool when you smoke, for some people.
In fact, a 2008 report showed nearly a third of Indonesians aged 10 and above smoke an average of 12 cigarettes a day. It's an easy habit to acquire, with cigarettes costing less than a dollar a pack or 10 cents a piece. Indonesia chooses not to impose high taxes on cigarettes, a move that would almost certainly decrease sales. Then there's the culture.
If you don't have cigarette, I have cigarette, I can offer you, I can give you. When you have a function like funeral or wedding ceremony, so as a host, you have to serve not only food and drink, but also cigarette.
Dr. Yayi Suryo Prabhandari is on the public health faculty of Gajah Mada University. She says large chain stores won't sell cigarettes to kids under 18, but small shops are another matter.
The big supermarket that have regulation that they not sell to under 18. But if you go to the small kiosk, so you can buy, even 5 years old, they can buy.
Early attempts to pass stricter laws have met with strong opposition. Often politicians cite the need to protect tobacco farmers, and thousands of workers, mostly women, employed to hand-roll Indonesia's famed clove-studded smokes. Cigarettes are an important source of tax revenue, and there's one other factor working in tobacco's favor. Since 2008, Marcus has worked as a counselor in a central Java quit-smoking clinic. Over those 3 years, he's seen just 114 people.
Many people ask whether there is a medicine that he can, you know, drink and then suddenly stop smoking.
In fact, there is not. Dr. Yayi says the makers of nicotine gum and patches see Indonesia as a poor country, not a lucrative market.
15 years ago, they tried to sell in Indonesia, but the market is not very good, so they withdraw.
On the international front, Indonesia is one of only 3 countries that refused to ratify the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, a document that would end cigarette advertising, promotions, and sponsorships. The country does require cigarette packs to carry labels that warn of medical risks, including impotence, and it's approved disturbing photographs of other health consequences to appear on packages even before the U.S. For the World, I'm Sandy Houseman in Jakarta.